Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi all, this is Rob, VK4FFAB. The WWFF, or Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, is an amateur radio program that attempts to draw attention to the importance of protecting nature and the unique aspects of our natural flora and fauna. We do this by operating portable stations from within designated parks, thus generating interest for those areas of outstanding beauty. A successful activation only requires 10 QSOs to qualify the park for the Australian WWFF Award, and 44 QSOs for the Global Award. These are rather simple goals that can be achieved quite easily in a couple of hours, just one afternoon really. And anyone can do this, from F-calls through to advanced, and you don't need any special equipment either. All can be achieved with just a basic radio and simple antenna. Here in Queensland we have 294 designated parks, which covers the entire length and breadth of the state. Most of these have never been activated before, so there's plenty of opportunities here to write your name into radio history and become the first at something. A full list of designated parks can be found at www.wwffaustralia.com. So if you have some spare time one weekend, give a thought to going portable in a national park near you. Enjoy some fresh air and the camaraderie of your fellow amateurs, who enjoy chasing park activators, and perhaps even work some DX while you're out there. This has been Rob, VK4FFAB.
Hi, this is Tim, VK4VI, relaying the news from Burpengary East on 1.843 MHz.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, I've touched on this before, but maybe I've gotten the wrong idea. Have we taken to navel-gazing? There are many great clubs and good internal information sources from emails, Facebook pages, newsletters and web pages. But have I got the wrong impression? Are these internal forms of communications just that? Internal? It seems we spend a good amount of time picking the fluff from our club's navel and not a lot spreading the word. Oh yes, that's right. You put an announcement on Q News and got an ad in amateur radio when you held a boot sale. Okay, that's spreading the word and raising the interest of people around the area who wanted to find out about radio, isn't it? When was the last time that you sent out a press release to the media around your way? Well, they won't use it unless we pay. Yep. I know many of us joined the hobby because of enthusiastic amateurs. Elmers over the USA way, rather than through clubs. The local repair shop is no longer just off the main street, and people are wary of drop-in visitors to the family QTH. For many reasons, the local radio electronics club is the first point of contact for the searching person. Oh, you haven't had time to update the listing on a WIA website, and no one calls anymore? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.